They are quite easy to get hold of, some of the common species and some of the less common species. You know, you can go on the internet and find anything these days. And a lot of them are actually really cheap. I mean, I've seen baby bearded dragons for sale for like £20. So I think because people think they're common and it's a little bit unusual and they're easy to get hold of, they might go and buy them and not really know what they're dealing with. Not realise maybe the care that's involved with them. Like, just because they're common doesn't mean they're easy to look after. So, yeah, I think probably they get them and then realise actually this is a little bit more involved than I thought, and the novelty may have worn off a little bit. And they potentially don't know where to take them to get them rehomed. So then they sort of end up either getting bored with them and abandoning them, or we do get quite a lot of escapees as well, because that, you know, you leave like a tiny crack in like their tank, and especially a snake would be out straight away. They're real escape artists, so that's how we end up getting hold of a lot of strays that way as well.
And how much of a concern is it that people aren't doing the research and are just getting these animals, like you say, on the internet, and they're ending up in, you know, needing new homes?
It's a real concern. These animals, they can, because of their metabolism is so slow, they can suffer for a real long time and sort of put up with and suffer under sort of substandard conditions. I've seen some, you know, real bad setups where I think because there's no questions asked when these people, you can go and buy them, there's no questions asked as to what knowledge they've got before they buy it and what equipment they've invested in, and actually keeping the equipment up to date as well, because it's not a case of just buying the equipment initially. You have to replace bulbs and, you know, check that it's getting up to the right temperature for your species, whatever you're keeping. So yeah, it's really, really sad that these guys suffer for a lot of the time things that could be so simple to fix, like getting a new UV bulb or turning the temperatures up on the tank. A lot of the issues with these animals are caused by husbandry, which if people were aware and educated to, you know, what they need, then a lot of problems could be avoided.